The city was alive, its pulse a constant hum of neon lights and static noise. Towering skyscrapers loomed like jagged teeth against the dark sky, flickering advertisements crawling across their surfaces like restless ghosts. The air was thick with the scent of oil, ozone, and the faint taste of electric rain. Somewhere, a siren wailed in the distance, the sound swallowed by the endless roar of traffic. Juno scanned the streets from the rooftop, her cybernetic eye zooming in on the crowd below. They didn't notice her. Nobody ever did. That's how it was when you were one of the overlooked, one of the ghosts. Her pulse quickened as she caught sight of the target, a corporate exec striding through the crowd with an air of indifference, flanked by a couple of bodyguards. The price for this job wasn't enough to change her life, but it was enough to keep the wolves at bay for a little longer. Just a few more nights. A flash of chrome reflected from a distant alley, the signature of a clean hit. Juno's fingers tightened around the hilt of her blade, tucked into the back of her coat. No turning back. She had her orders. In a blur of motion, she dropped from the rooftop, her boots hitting the alley floor with barely a sound. Her hand brushed the neural chip at her neck, activating the cloak. One step closer. The exec was almost there. Just a few more moments. The city's lights dimmed for a split second as if holding its breath. And then everything snapped into place.